The Gospel of Matthew, Chapter 22. The Wedding Feast. Jesus continued to speak to them in parables. This story throws light on the kingdom of heaven. A king gave a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his servants to call the invited guests to the banquet, but the guests refused to come. Again he sent other servants, instructing them to say to the invited guests, "I have prepared a banquet, slaughtered my fattened calves and other animals, and now everything is ready. Come to the wedding." But they paid no attention and went away, some to their farms, some to their work. Others seized the servants of the king, insulted them, and killed them. The king was furious. He sent his troops to destroy those murderers and burn their city. Then he said to his servants, "The wedding banquet is prepared, but the invited guests were not worthy. Go instead to the main streets and invite everyone you find to the wedding feast." The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, good and bad alike, so that the hall was filled with guests. The king came in to see the wedding guests, and he noticed a man not wearing a wedding garment. So he said to him, "Friend, how did you get in without wedding clothes?" But the man remained silent. So the king said to his servants, "Bind his hands and feet and throw him into the outer darkness, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen." Paying taxes to Caesar. The Pharisees went away, considering how they could trap Jesus by his own words. They sent to him their disciples, along with members of the Herod's party, saying, "Master, we know that you are an honest man and truly teach God's way. You are not influenced by others, nor are you afraid of anyone. So tell us what you think. Is it against the law to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" But Jesus understood their evil intentions and said to them, "Hypocrites, why are you trying to trap me? Show me the coin with which you pay taxes." They showed him a silver coin, and Jesus said to them, "Whose head is this, and whose name?" They answered, "Caesar's." Then Jesus replied, "So give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and give to God what is God's." Astonished by his answer, they left him and went away. The Resurrection of the Dead. That same day, some of the Sadducees came to Jesus. Since they claim that there is no resurrection, they questioned him in this way, "Master, Moses said that if a man dies without any children, his brother must take the wife and have a child, who will be considered the child of the deceased man. Now, there were seven brothers. The first married a woman, but he died. Since he had no children, he left his wife to his brother. The same thing happened to the second brother, and to the third, until the seventh. Then, last of all, the woman died. Now, in the resurrection of the dead, to which of the seven will she be wife? for they all had her as wife? Jesus answered, You are totally wrong, because you understand neither the Scriptures nor the power of God. First of all, in the resurrection of the dead, neither men nor women will marry, but they will be like the angels in heaven. As for the resurrection of the dead, have you never reflected on what God said to you? I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is God, not of the dead, but of the living. The people who heard him were astonished at his teaching. When the Pharisees heard how Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they assembled together. One of them, a lawyer, questioned him to test him. Teacher, which commandment of the law is the greatest? Jesus answered, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and the most important of the commandments. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets are founded on these two commandments. The Messiah, Son of God. While the Pharisees were assembled, Jesus asked them, What do you think of the Messiah? Whose son is he? They answered, David's. Jesus then asked them, Why did David, inspired by God, call the Messiah Lord? For David says in a psalm, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet. If David calls him Lord, how can he be his son? No one could answer him, not even a word. From that day on, no one dared question him any more.